This is attorney David Famininio. The best way to protect ourselves from an accident is to be informed. That's why we started David's Driving Edge, to provide tips and resources to keep us all safe on the road. Go to getdavidgetpaid.com/drivingedge for more information.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
So just before we get back to the callers, it's just funny sometimes like how things like pop up. So this Adam Schefter, Micah Parsons thing on the day Holmes was asked about Hendrickson. And I said, you know, spite store, like almost to wake up this franchise and wake up this fan base.
Right.
I hope Parsons ends up being Green Bay. It's the first thing you see. Ian Rappaport, the Packers are the team to go after him. And then you see trade proposals. You want a trade proposal here? Yeah. Tell me if I'm on crack. Because I would do this without even checking with my owner.
Okay.
A 2026 first, a 2027 first, wide receiver Romeo Doubs, and edge Lucas Van Ness. The Packers get Micah Parsons.
I can't hit the accept button fast enough.
That's just done.
If that's one of those in fantasy trades, right. Somebody's saying, yes.
Micah Parsons has missed a grand total of 3 games in 4 years. In those 4 seasons, he has 52.5 career sacks. You can line him up weak side, strong side, or standing over the center, and he's absolutely relentless. Yeah. That's just...
You don't want that to happen.
No, but I mean...
If you're a Lions fan, you absolutely don't want that to happen.
No, my point would be, you should be the team. And you go, well, how could I possibly... Well, it's simple. You're going to have to make some decisions. And if Brad is as special as some of you think he is, I think he's very good. Yeah. Some of you think he stands at the right hand of the Father. The point is, draft. Be better.
Right.
Because you're right. You're going to have a $45 million end. You're going to have a $45 million demon pass rusher. And you're going to have a $50 million quarterback.
Yeah.
You know what? Decisions will have to get made.
No, you're
but
right.
If I get a Super Bowl, if I make the Super Bowl, who's going to criticize that?
You're absolutely right, Mike. If he is that good that he could walk from Windsor to Belle Island right over the water, then yes. Correct. You go out there, you make your second, third, fourth, fifth round picks, and you replace the people that you give away. But yeah, if it's 2 firsts and 2 players, absolutely I would.
And the salary cap went up 25 mil. It's going to continue to go up. And guess what? Yeah, eventually you'll have to cut somebody. Eventually, you're going to have to say goodbye to someone your kid might have the jersey of.
Yeah, I don't care. You told me 2 first-round picks, J-Mo and Kirby Joseph.
No, I would not do that.
You wouldn't?
That you can't trade Kirby Joseph based on the money. If you said Brian Branch, different conversation. No okay. Team's taking a $30 million safety.
Okay.
Whatever the hell.
Fair enough.
You're not wrong. I get where you're going, though. 248-539-9797. To the people. Just wanted to pass that along. Again, who knows with Jerry Jones? Total wild card. Joe's up next, 97. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Mike. You know, the question that you posit to everybody is very relative. All of those areas are concerning. The least concerning is the coordinators. The most concerning is if you get the average amount of injuries on offense, the league-wide average, you're in big trouble. We won over 30 games the last 2 years because of our offense. That's why we had 31 victories the last 2 years. If you get the average amount of injuries, we'll be lucky to go 500 with that schedule. So to me, the combination of that interior offensive line and the average amount of injuries that you're probably going to run into, you could be facing a tough season next year. Hopefully we stay healthy because they're awful fun to watch, and I won't miss a game, but doggone, it'll be hard to be missing our key pieces on offense because we got some great players over there.
You do, and we've had the benefit. And again, you do have some tough players that maybe lesser guys would like Amon-Ra. He played hurt all last year. Maybe some other guys shut that down. But culturally, you guys gut it out. And look, it's Joe, it's all interesting. And I don't think anyone has called – well, very few have called this station, Joe – and talked about this team not getting to 10 wins. I haven't gone there. I still think Vegas' number is pretty accurate with the 10.5 being that over-under, 10 or 11. You know, that's a major step back. It takes you out of probably winning a division. It takes you out of the 1 seed. But again, I still would expect them to be a playoff team. but I just think it'll be a lot more difficult. And I do think the division will be better. I do. I mean, we all know, look, the Vikings with Darnold, now with McCarthy, hard to predict. But the Packers, Jordan Love was hurt all last year. He's healthy now. Yes, his offhand, he had a minor thumb procedure. It's not his throwing hand. And with the Bears, okay, fine, label me. I'm a Ben Johnson slappy. I think the Bears are going to be a problem. And by the way, they had your asses beat on Thanksgiving. Eberflus decided to go space cadet mode, quantum leap.
Yeah.
He time traveled with Dean Stockwell in that moment.
You're right. I can't explain that at all. I sat there and watched the TV. They got to fire him before he gets on the tarmac. He'll never make it back to Chicago.
Correct. Blank stare mode. We go to Corey. 97.1. Hey, Corey.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me, everybody.
What's up, Corey? You got it.
So I'm most concerned with the Lions' offensive line. I really think that's going to dictate our window for how well we can do. And Brad Holmes, don't get me wrong, I don't want to discredit the man, but everyone says let him cook, but he's about to burn this damn food. Because our window is running low. And one big point I want to bring up is Lions fans don't understand something called the law of diminishing returns. Why do we care about Super Bowls 2 and 3 when that first one is going to be the best high any of us will experience? Too many grandpas are passing away without seeing a Super Bowl in their lifetime, and it's pretty sickening. So I think we need to take care of business and get things done now. I don't see any reason why we can't go and get a player.
Well, yeah, I'm not arguing in the least. I mean, Corey, we can go all the way back to the day they signed Kirby Joseph, and I'm going, why didn't they use a transition tag on this guy? You don't pay him now. Next year, he gets to shop his own deal, and you get first right of refusal. But what did they do? Ran to the altar, paid him early, like he's a prospect in baseball. Okay, great. You got the highest paid safety in football.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, and you're right. Yeah, nobody's going to take that in a trade, so.
No, it's just this idea. They have a plan. I'll give them credit. They're honest about it. I just don't have to agree with it. I think once you've set the table, you got to go all in the NFL. There's no other way around it. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, if you just stay good for a long time, you become Baltimore. How's that working out?
Baltimore, Buffalo, yeah.
But Buffalo, what did Buffalo do? They retooled the whole damn thing this offseason. They're one of the better teams in the NFC. I don't think they're the preeminent favorite.
No, but here's the thing. Mike, even Baltimore and Buffalo have been making moves to try to get better. Baltimore says, hey, we need somebody to help out Lamar in the backfield. Let's go get Derrick Henry. Didn't work out for him, but they still made the move. They didn't say, well, we'll just keep drafting.
Yeah, but we've got Almondine Williams.
and TJ.
TJ can't be going to the lake and Pit Vipers the day before broadcasting a game. Just can't happen.
Oh, I'm just going to start calling him Rock Lobster.
Yeah, that was unbelievable. And he sounded great. I told him he did a very nice job, but I go, Teach, what are you doing? You know you're on TV and you got your Pablo Escobar sunglasses on at the sandbar.
Yeah, they needed to make that. I know it's TV, but you need to go full Zoom meeting. We're going to turn the cameras off.
Or you needed to, I mean, can somebody powder the guy up a little bit? Something.
It wasn't enough powder in the world. He would have looked pink when you mix that much red and white together.
It was amazing. Okay. He looked like a Heinz ketchup bottle, including the white label.
I was expecting him to show his hands and I see claws.
Wow.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.